Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Supermarkets and off-licences will now be able to sell alcohol from 10:30 a.m. on Sunday morning under reforms to the licensing errors, which will be discussed by Cabinet, by the way. We haven't got all the details yet. But under current legislation, of course, supermarkets can't sell alcohol until 12:30 a.m. or p.m. on Sundays. All to do with the Sabbath, of course. It goes back a long, long time because the laws are 200 years old. However, this will be brought in line with other days of the week. Alcohol sales will now be permitted from 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night from Monday to Sunday. And under the existing legislation, pubs have to serve or stop serving at 11:30 between Monday and Thursday. And this now will be extended to 12:30 a.m. and on Friday and Saturday, while final orders at 11 p.m. on Sunday. That was the old way of doing it. It'll all be standardised now. They can stay open now till 12:30 every single day. The other big thing, of course, that everyone's talking about is the nightclubs. The nightclubs will now be allowed to open till 6 o'clock in the morning if they choose to do so. Serving, they will have to, I think, last orders will be required to be taken at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then they will have, you know, an hour's dancing time or whatever it is. And publicans, of course, have a mixed reaction to this. And I've spoken to publicans who are not in favour of it because they'll have to have more staff on shifts if they're to do this, and they may not actually get the business out of it. So publicans will continue to be able to serve customers on Good Friday after the ban, of course, on the closures was lifted a number of years ago on Good Friday. The only thing that will remain of the 200-year-old piece of legislation that we have around alcohol is Christmas Day. As it stands, Christmas Day, bars, nightclubs can't open Christmas Day. That will not change. Now, there are lots of pluses in the law. And, you know, many countries have similar laws whereby, you know, you can open as much as you want. And that's essentially what we're doing. We're saying you can open all the time. It doesn't really matter. You know, because nobody, like at 6 o'clock in the morning, sure, who's going to complain after 6 o'clock? But there are other countries that do have restrictive laws like ours currently are at the moment. And now, I worked in the nightclub industry for 27 years of my life. And when I was a younger man, I probably would have agreed with opening the nightclubs later. Not till 6, maybe 3:30 or so. I would have certainly wanted to get rid of this idea that you had to have a bar extension and operate off a hotel licence and have a specific nightclub licence and all that kind of stuff, you know, to free them up a little bit. But I certainly don't think I would have ever agreed to opening them till 6 o'clock in the morning. And what I'm thinking is, in Ireland, a country specifically with a huge alcohol problem, and we do have a huge alcohol problem, anybody who ignores that is obviously living in the moon. We have a dreadful relationship with alcohol in this country. So much so that the world over, Ireland is known for its alcohol problem. And when I say that, I mean, when you're away on holidays in America and you meet somebody, you go, I'm Irish. Oh, I believe it's great. You guys party all the time and get drunk. Yeah, we were in Ireland 2 weeks ago and we were in some pub. You know, this such a pub and we got pissed. You know? So everybody talks about Ireland being a place that you get pissed. And we don't seem to have an issue getting pissed. We don't seem to be too restrictive in getting pissed. So why do we need to make it even worse? The other problem we have at the moment is currently in this country, we have a huge problem with antisocial behaviour. There's many reasons for that, by the way, not just alcohol. But alcohol is certainly a leading factor in that. And do we really want people out at night at 4 o'clock in the morning, pissed out of their heads in Temple Bar? Is that really what we want? You know, or up and down, you know, St. William Street or whatever it happens to be. Is that really what we want? Should we really extend that problem till 6 in the morning? And I am feeling sorry for people who live near pubs, live near nightclubs. Because until now, yeah, they've to deal with a lot of crap, people pissing in their doorways and pissing outside their gardens and all sorts. And they have to deal with that. And they know at least, sure, it'll end at 12:30 or it'll end at 2 o'clock when the nightclub always closes or whatever. Now they've to deal with that even later, if indeed people stay out later. So the question is, do you see this as a good thing or a bad thing? They say our laws are restrictive. Depends on what country you're in. I mean, by restrictive by some standards, but not by Spanish standards, but you're on holiday in Spain. That's the whole idea, is to go get pissed all night because you don't have to get up the next morning for work. But generally, and the Spanish police are better at dealing with antisocial behaviour at night because they wouldn't put up with the crap that we put up with. So the question realistically is, do you think this is a good idea, a good thing? That pubs can now open later, nightclubs can open until 6 o'clock in the morning, the off-licence can serve longer. Do you think this is a good idea in a country that has a problem with alcohol? Maybe you think it is. I'd like to hear your views on it. Maybe you work in the nightclub or bar industry. How do you feel about it? Maybe you're a publican. How do you feel about it? Because you're going to have to pay staff to stay longer. Will you actually make more money? I don't think so. The number is 087 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text right now. If you want to come on the air, you want to ring in and just come on the air, you can. 0818-942-105. That's 0818-942-105. Just ring. John will answer the phone to you there and we get your comment, we get you on the air. All right? So let us know if you think it's a good thing or a bad thing. Let me go first of all to Paddy here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Paddy?
Hello, Niall. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Paddy, I mean, look, this has been years in the making and there's no doubt we needed the laws were a little bit antiquated. You know, they're 200 years old, the legislation in this country around alcohol. So, but is it a good thing or have we gone too far now?
Well, I think it's probably a thing that has to change because our European neighbours do the same. And people might know this, I'm of a certain age, I'm in my 50s, right? So, and obviously I'm a young fella like yourself, Niall, right? And do you remember when you're going to discos in our time, right, or nightclubs, so you're discos in my time? Mm. So the thing would stop at about 1 o'clock or maybe two o'clock, right? And it might spin on a wee bit more. And of course, at the end of the night, you had, like down our way, you had the national anthem being played at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do you know what that reminds me of? I was working at a nightclub in Dundalk one night and this fella comes over to me at 2:30 when I was playing the national anthem because, of course, Dundalk was probably one of the last places to get rid of the national anthem for obvious reasons. So this fella comes over to me and we had stopped playing and the manager said to me, listen, that's it. Now, we're not playing the national anthem anymore. This is not a bleeding wedding, he said. Right? So I didn't play the national anthem. This drunk comes to the back of the DJ box and he goes, oh, this is dirty. Are you a Brit or what? And I said, what? He said, are you going to play the Grand National? And I said, that's what he said. Are you going to play the Grand National? Yeah, I worked in a club, by the way, in Warren Point, where you had to play both national anthems at the end of the night. Yeah.
God save the Queen and our own.
Yeah.
But thank God them days are over and you're the national anthem. But that was the way it was, right, in our time, right? I'm from County Cavan, right? That's the way it was. But, and of course, in the last hour, right, if you're feeling a little bit kind of frisky, you were tearing around the place looking for to get a lady to dance with, right, for the last hour or half an hour, because you'd have drink in you, and you'd lorry more drink into you as cordon as a few minutes ago by. You'd be 10 deep at the counter waiting to try and get a pint or 2 pints, and fellas coming. So you had that, you know, the last few minutes, and there was it, and then, of course, spill out onto the streets. And then the chipper would be down, chipper or whatever, or some fella with a mobile caravan to convert into a chipper. And then a row
selling
would start.
Kebabs, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. A row would start.
Yeah.
And then the guards would land, and you'd all scatter. And then the lads get into cars, well drunk, driving home. Look, I'm only saying, like, this is what used to go on that our way, right?
Yeah.
Hammered, right? Yeah. Now, so you had this kind of last-ditch effort to get the shift. Get loads of drink into you.
Get loads of drink into you,
right?
Yeah.
And then get into the car, probably half twisted, right? And around maybe above the chipper or the caravan or whatever it was, right? The mobile chipper. Around, the guards chase you down the road, right? And an accident, and God knows what happened. So that's where it was now back in the 80s.
You painted a wonderful picture of what it was like.
Well, that's exactly the way it was down our way anyway. But anyway, we won't go into that, right? My mother heard that. She was always up at six o'clock in the morning to come home. Anyway, God love her. But I think there's two things going to happen here. First of all, it's probably going to stop the spillover of people out on the streets looking for more drink and going to houses looking for more drink and then parties in houses that go on and on and on till 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, I do feel sorry for anyone who's going to be living near a nightclub or living beside a bar that's going to have extensions onto it. Now, I do feel sorry for them people and that's the way it's going to be. But there's going to be a problem here on the other side. We should align our socialising laws with the current laws that would be in the likes of Spain and Italy and France and all these places for nightclubs. And
but they all don't have the same licensing laws. You're thinking when you're on your holidays in Spain, so that's what they open until 5 and 6 in the morning. But you're on your holidays, that's a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to England, there is licensing laws there too, similar to ours, where you have to close by, you know, I think it's 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is. I mean, I believe that's a kind of reasonable time. Now, I understand the point you're making, where everybody's hammering back the last few pints before the bar closes at 2, and then they're all spilling out into the taxi ranks at 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning. That is a problem, and I get that. But I mean, I don't know how many people are going to stay till 6 in the morning, but now you have a situation where you're going to have drunks lying on streets at 6 o'clock in the morning and no taxis, because taxis are not going to hang around till 5 at 6 in the morning waiting for people to come home.
The taxis will always hang around at 5 6 in the morning when they're getting fares. You know that and I know that. Because there's a certain cohort of taxi drivers that will do that. Right? Yeah. They'll hang on there until they get the last 40 euros out of the cab. The next problem that could possibly happen is, where are we going to get the guards to try and patrol the streets?
Yeah.
Where are we going to, another thing that's going to happen as well is that, now I'm for it in one way, but the economics of it, in terms of being a business owner, how are they going to manage getting the staff? It's hard enough. You can't fill positions at the minute in retail or in hospitality. It's virtually impossible now. They've all got signs on the door talking about people. But we're going to have a look at. They're probably more worried about the fallout there is from antisocial behaviour because there is a closing time. Because antisocial behaviour, it doesn't happen inside nightclubs. It happens outside in the streets.
Yeah.
So the longer you have them open, the better chance you have of people,
do you think people
staying
will,
in a bit
do you
long.
Think people will drink more? Because they can.
Well, look, they can still drink more, Niall, because they can. Because they could just go back to someone's house.
Yeah, but the majority of people don't do that. Some people go back to people's houses for house party, but the majority of people just go home like good boys and girls and get up for work the next morning.
Yeah, but the funny thing about it is, if you're in a pub, the idea of the pubs and all this is to have drink taken in a controlled measure or fashion. And then there is a responsibility with owners of pub of
not to serve drunk people.
Not to, well, yeah. Well,
that's the law.
That's the law, right?
Nobody abides
the law.
By that. Yeah.
And it's funny that I don't think there's ever been a prosecution about that.
No, I think a barman will serve somebody as long as they can pronounce the name of the beer. You know what I mean?
Oh, as long as they can pronounce it. Yeah. And they have the money on them. So... but no, they're going to do that. So I think they're looking at trying to make the laws here way more liberal than what they are now.
Okay, but do me a favour, stay there for a second, Paddy. And I see that you're kind of a little bit on the fence because you have reservations in relation to it. Okay, but overall, you think it's not such a bad idea, Josephine.
Overall, it's not such, no.
Yeah. Okay, stay there, Paddy. Josephine, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you?
Hi. How are you? How's things?
Good. Do you think this is a good idea, extending the drinking laws?
I think it's an absolute joke. Mm-hmm. You're only encouraging the young people, and it's what it is aimed at, is the young people, to be out drinking all day and all night. And don't give me this crap about house parties. They may go to house parties, but there might be only 20 people maybe at this house party.
Yeah.
You're talking about opening up pubs everywhere, night players everywhere, where you have hundreds streaming the streets. Streaming the streets at night time till 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. They're going to be coming into shops because shops are opened at 8, supermarkets are opened at 8:30. You're going to have people dealing with them drunk, and you expect ordinary staff to deal with that crap. You can't get guards as it is now, so who's going to police it?
I think the guards are looking at this probably like it's a headache, to be honest with you. But what about the argument, Josephine, that, you know, we haven't changed those laws more or less in 200 years, with the exception of the nightclub licence, which was changed to a specific licence go back a few years ago. Although the times weren't changed, but now they can open to 6. But you know, that, you know, we have to move on with the times and give people a bit more freedom. And the point that Paddy makes is, and I remember from the nightclubs, everybody would go to the bar at, you know, I was the DJ and I would have to say, last call for alcohol. And everybody would be up to the bar like a shot, buying 2 and 3 pints and sculling it back and getting hammered. Whereas now they can take their time and they can leave when they want. So you're not going to have a scurry of people all coming out at the same time. They will kind of be staggered. You know what I mean? That's the argument.
No, you won't, because you're dealing with the younger generation. And the more they have, the more they want.
So they'll stay till the death.
The more they can get, the more they can drink.
Sorry, Paddy.
I wouldn't agree with that, Josephine, because I have young nieces and that, right? And, well, youngish, right? They're in their 20s. And I just see some of their friends and what they do actually is they would meet in their houses or whatever, right? And they'd actually only decide to go out somewhere. And incidentally, this is in Dublin. They'd actually only decide to go out maybe at 12 o'clock. Or maybe 12:30 at night, right? So they've already met in the house. They've already had a few drinks. They've already hung out with their friends or whatever and decided, do you know what, we'll go to nightclub now for a few hours. Now, there's no point going to a nightclub for a few hours and things going to be closed 2 o'clock in the morning and you only land in at 12:30. So it gives them an opportunity.
Why are they going at 12 o'clock at night? Because they can't afford to do it in the first place. So if you open
it's not that, Josephine.
You're giving somebody longer hours to do the same thing. If they're open till 6 o'clock, they're going to stay drinking in people's houses till 2 o'clock because they can't afford to stay drinking all night. So you'll head to your nightclubs at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and you'll stay there till 6. And you'll have the same thing. You're just giving
That's funny, you've just said they can't afford to stay drinking in their own house, but then on the other hand you're saying they go to a nightclub. So how do you circle that square?
It's because for the simple reason, if the pub is open till 6 o'clock in the morning, they'll go at 3 o'clock to the pub, and they'll have been drunk out of their minds like they're doing now before they get to the pub. You're only giving the situation longer hours. You're not solving
you're giving the situation
longer hours.
So basically, Josephine, what you're saying is, Josephine, every single young person in the country is mad on drink.
No, I don't think that's what she's saying, Paddy.
Hold on now, 1 minute. Don't dare say that to me. I have 2 teenage children. I know what they can get up to and what they can't get up to. I'm not blind or I'm not stupid. So don't say that I am labelling everybody. You have your people with problems with drink as it is. You're giving them the opportunity to stay off until 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. But when they're going home to the families, exactly, they could drink, but now you're giving them the opportunity to drink in the street so that they can fall around in the street and that they can go into shops at 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning still drunk because they're out drinking all night.
I mean, there is an argument that some of them will do that anyway, Josephine, and they'll find a party at 2:30 in the morning if they really want to continue drinking. But I do get the argument that you're making as well, Paddy, and I do get the argument that sometimes if there isn't an option to stay in the nightclub, they won't. And some will stay because their mates are staying. But here's the other thing, Paddy, where I'm kind of agreeing with Josephine. You know, many countries in the world have different licensing laws similar to the ones that we're introducing here now, but they do it responsibly. Ireland have never been known to take alcohol responsibly. I mean, look at the problems we have, Paddy, in this country with alcohol compared to any other country in the world. So we're known for it.
We have a culture that's devoted to it.
Yeah.
It's a whole cultural thing. And until that cultural thing shifts, it's not going to change. But people go to nightclubs. They don't go to nightclubs predominantly to get absolutely hammered and twisted out of their mind. They might have an interest in music.
Yeah.
They might have an interest in social aspects.
I've no problem with having, you know, a license for a special event. So if you wanted to have a rave, or that's what they used to be called in my day, if you wanted to have a late night disco for a particular event, you know, and you had a few DJs on and you could apply for that 6 o'clock license, I've no issue with that. But I'm just saying, extending the licenses.
Funny, where I live, right, and I'm going to give this place a plug, if that's possible, right?
Hmm.
Rock Farm, right, in Slane, right? I live directly just up from it, right? And they have wedding venues, right? So it's used as a wedding venue as well as a venue for people to stay in the Yorks and all this. And there's also the Mill House in Slane as well, which is a wedding venue. So these places would have private functions. And you could actually hear the music going on until about maybe 2, 3, 4 o'clock, right? And there's never a problem. Right, so, like in terms of getting licensing laws across the line, they're looking at giving people an option to have late night venues, whether it be a wedding, whether it be a family function, whether it be a celebration.
As I said, I have no issue if it's a private function or it's a specific event. I just think across the board. Just to mention, by the way, yeah, Ireland, like, we do have a specific problem in our relationship with alcohol because we kind of associate alcohol with everything. Now, the obvious countries are up at the top of the list here because I'm looking at a list of highest rates of alcohol use disorder, alcoholism in Hungary, Russia, Belarus. Although I don't know if Belarus would be still up there. Anyway, Latvia, South Korea, Slovenia and the United States at 13.9%. Now, that's a problem, I suppose, with alcoholism. Poland, Estonia and Slovakia are in there as well. But Ireland is also on the list. I think I remember reading a story there during the year, I think the Examiner, one of them, in relation to the amount of units consumed. Now, let me just go to Sharon. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Sharon?
Hi, Niall. A little bit incensed at the moment, to be honest, about this subject.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
It's about time now that we, you know, severed our relationship to alcohol, you know, Ireland being the drinkers. And, certainly isn't going to help. And I wonder, are the government getting something out of this? Because they're great for pushing things that, you know, great for pushing things that they want. I have a daughter who is away at the moment, and I'm thrilled that I can be safely knowing that she has a very, very responsible attitude to alcohol. And she learns that in her teen years. Some learn, some don't. Some go on some problem drinkers and some don't.
Yep.
So I just think we're exacerbating the problem that we have in this country, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. No. But the idea that people have been asking for this for years, to give a level of freedom to people to choose when they want to drink alcohol. You know, I'm not saying they'll be drinking more, but some people would suggest that it gives them a chance to stagger it out through the night rather than drinking it all in the space of 2 or 3 hours before half two comes.
People will drink the way they want. The type that want to drink fast and stagger will still stagger. The type that normally take it slow and easy will still take it slow and easy, more than likely. But I just think, Niall, that, you know...
You don't think it'll change the binge drinking culture that we have?
Not at all, no. Yeah. And I mean, in the 60s, you had dance halls. I wasn't a part of it. My mom and dad were a part of that era.
Yeah. We were part of a great era, which was the nightclub era, right? And the nightclub era was amazing at the time, because I know I went through it and I worked in it. But now the nightclub industry is in huge problems. And that's part of the reason for this, is to boost what they call the nighttime industry.
Okay, well then boost, you know, have social occasions. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to involve drink, you know?
Yep.
I mean,
More gigs, more outdoor gigs. Yeah.
Engage with each other, not going around blind drunk talking shite, you know? Something like in the 60s, there are a lot of dance clubs, not like dance. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. But all the clubs I belong to in dancing, you know, you have water. The people who like a pint might have one, but it's all about the dancing. And, you know,
and where did you go dancing, by the way, can I ask you? When you were of that age, that kind of 20 years of age, where did you go? Nightclub?
I suppose I would have gone to Tomangos and that, but...
Yeah, worked there for a long time.
I know, Niall. I can vaguely remember bumping into you.
Paddy, where did you go? What nightclub did you go to?
Well, there was the Canny Springs and Cross Keys in Cavan, the Hotel Kilmore, the Lavi Inn. There was many, many different places. Depends on when
you visit them all. Josephine, can you remember where you went?
Well, I'd be from the Midlands, so I was abused to nightclubs in the Midlands.
Okay, can I ask you, Josephine, when you were a young one, Josephine, in your 20s, and you were a bit, I suppose, madder. We all were when we were in our 20s, and a bit more free. We felt freedom. You know, we didn't have the financial nooses around our necks that we have nowadays. I mean, when you were there at that nightclub, if you can think back when you were 20, and it probably closed at 2 o'clock or half two at the time, do you think you would have stayed till 5 o'clock in the morning if the club said, well, we're open till five? Do you think you would have stayed?
Probably not, because in my 20s, I had a job to go to.
Mm. So you were kind of a bit more...
You know what I mean?
You were a responsible type of person, you imagine.
In my 20s, I had a job. I had work that I had to go to. I had a home that I had to go to. I had parents that you were living at home with that you had to go to. But also, the drugs wasn't there.
Of course, yes. Different times, yeah.
That's theirs now. It was different times.
Sharon, would you have stayed in Tomango till 6 in the morning if it had been open till 6 in the morning? If you can think back to when you were that age, not through the kind of glasses that we're looking at it now.
If there was an odd time and there was an occasion going on, if it was somebody's birthday and we were having a great time, but in general, no. Not just for the sake of staying there. I always had kind of a cut-off point. Now, even when I went to Christmas parties, I think once I went back to Buck Whaley's and all that palaver, but...
Yeah, Leeson Street, yeah.
I said, oh, it's not worth it, you know.
Pay £10 for a glass of orange juice. Do you remember those days in Leeson Street? Listen, lovely talking to you, Sharon, Josephine and Paddy. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. The government have announced plans to change the legislation around alcohol. It hasn't been changed in nearly 200 years. It's very old legislation. And the question I'm asking you is, do you believe this is a good thing, or because Ireland already has a problem with the amount of units we consume in this country, do you think it's a bad thing because of our relationship with alcohol that we've now extended it and people can drink for even longer? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Sorry about that. I was meant to play Leo Varad because they're coming out of the news, but you think he'd play? Leo, come on, for God's sake, will you speak up, Leo? Now we'll get him.
As you know, Minister McEntee is bringing proposals to government today to reform our licensing laws. They're really out of date, and we want to cut red tape for business. This is doing exactly that. I think it will be good for business, will be good for employment. We'll also improve our nightlife and our entertainment, our cultural offering for our people. And that's one of the things that we want to achieve as well.
Jeepers, he does a lot of N in there, doesn't he? I don't know, for a public speaker, you know what I mean? Terry, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Terry?
How are you, Niall? How's it going?
Well, there's the reasons why he wants to do it. We all know now what the plan is, to stay open till 6 in the morning and pubs stay open till 12:30 every night and laugh license if you have longer hours on a Sunday, etc., etc. But is it a good idea?
Yes. Finally, we're being dragged kicking and screaming into the 24th century. It's about bloody time.
I know that, look, the nightclub industry in particular have been calling for this for years. Gimme the Night was the campaign, I remember, when I was working in the industry, called Gimme the Night. But there is, I can see the pros to it, absolutely, for the responsible drinker and the person who wants to have a good time. But I can also see the cons to it as well.
Yeah, well, look, there's a lot of scaremongering is what I've heard already. You know, people going, oh, Jesus, everybody's going to be drinking out till 6 in the morning. Yeah, you know, you need to step back and take a look at this. When they're bringing in these hours, all it's really doing is giving you a choice of when you can go out and when you can come home. Nobody is giving you an extra 100 quid to stay in the pub till 6 in the morning. You still have the same wages that you got last week. You don't get extra money just because the pubs are staying open longer. So you will tailor the time you go out at. But what it stops, Niall, is, I mean, I'm not far from your own age. I remember walking home from Club Sarah a couple of times in Rathfarnham.
I remember it well. I worked there once or twice too. Go on, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember walking home Dorset Street from Condra from Club M, which we were the regulars in. And when you had people popping out at the pub at the same time, you were creating problems there. There was going to be confrontations with groups. This eliminates not all of it, but it will eliminate most of it, because you're not going to have that herd of people all out looking for the same taxi, all out at the same time, all filling the same chippers. It just gives people extra choices. As for the taxis, taxis will go where the business is.
Do you think, I mean, look, we're already losing a lot of taxis due to the new regulations, the 10-year-old car business. I believe that we're going to lose 1,000 taxis off the registered taxis will be gone. But so I don't know whether taxi drivers will be willing to stay out, you know, for a few pickings at 4 and 5 and 6 in the morning.
Yeah, well, I suppose it depends, you know, how slim or how rich them pickings will be. Taxi men work on a sort of a 3-shift basis, you know. They'll divide the 24 hours into 8 hours and they'll do one of them. I don't think that's going to be... It would be a major problem leaving it the way it was. Leaving it the way it was causes confrontation. And for people being afraid that it's going to lead to more drinking, as I said earlier, you've still the same amount of money in your pocket.
Yeah, somebody mentions here now they should give out a supper. Do you remember they used to give out the suppers years ago? Save my bacon loads of times, but if grub, you can't beat it. You know what? I know it sounds farcical, but it's probably not a bad idea. People with a bit of food inside them tend not to get, you know, pissed. I don't know. Maybe it's just a theory.
Yeah, well, you know, the food was... I remember the food in the place in the curry. Rumours. The beef stroganoff.
I remember the beef stroganoff in Rumours. It was vile. but mind you, when it was late at night, you just take anything. Tamango actually had one of the best food. They used to have these kind of chicken fillets. Yeah, they were like Kentucky Fried fillets with potatoes and beans. It was actually lovely.
Yeah, you used to get peas as well, actually.
Yeah, peas, there you go. It was meant to be a substantial meal. Stay there for a second, Terry, if you can. Billy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Is that Terry? It's not James, no.
No, it's Terry. It's Terry.
Oh, I thought it sounded like me, brother-in-law. How are you, man? This is Billy, you know me, obviously.
Yeah.
Ex-barman for 30 years. Yeah, it's... I'm enjoying the show. It's a very decisive topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. All right. I remember being... working away and throwing the customers out on one Monday night, and there was a fella, God rest his soul, unfortunately he's passed away well before his time, but he was saying, Jesus, if we were in Germany now, you wouldn't be throwing me out.
You're not in Germany, but
apparently we were the only one country that...
Well, for somebody, Billy, who worked in the industry for so long, for 30 years as a barman, do you think people will be responsible enough to handle the idea of linking with drinking?
I don't think so, no.
Do you think they'll drink more?
No, I'm just going to leave him a voicemail, and I don't know whether he'll get played because I don't think he will because I'm on the show now.
Do you think they'll drink more?
When I go drinking, I can drink for Ireland. I can.
Yeah.
I win a gold medal. But, Niall, thankfully, I only drink one thing. I only drink Heineken. I don't drink short. I don't like short at all. I'm bad enough on the Heineken, but thankfully I don't drink short. And no, definitely it wouldn't be responsible. There's not a chance in hell. A few people would be, but 75% wouldn't be, you know?
Yeah.
And, Niall, I've...
Do you think it'd be that high, that 75%, mainly young people we're talking about, the nighttime industry, do you think that they wouldn't be responsible enough to drink late at night?
It wouldn't, Niall. And listen, Niall, do you remember the late hours came in there a few years ago, 10 years ago? Remember Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the years up until 12:30?
Mm-hmm.
And they knocked the Thursday on the head.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that, yeah. But yeah, Sunday was always an early closing as well, by the way.
But yeah. Sunday's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday's always been
that's all, well, that's all changing now. The Sunday will be the same as every other day now.
Sunday is 12:30 anytime there's a bank holiday.
Yeah.
On the eve of bank holiday. But I'm saying, if they've done away with the Thursday, why are they opening up now till 6? But Niall, the point I'm saying is, no, there'll be... people wouldn't be able to drink.
Okay, you don't think it'd be people... I mean, Terry, that's what a lot of people are saying. Look, majority of people are probably okay, Terry, in fairness. But some people will lose the run of themselves.
As I said, Niall, on my face...
Hang on, Billy. Go ahead, Terry.
You're going to have a minority that will lose the run of themselves. But I have to come back to the point again. If you're trying to say that 75% of the young people are all going to run amok and drink till 6 in the morning now, where are they getting the extra money?
I think they'll find
they
it. Needs
it
most,
money.
But they'll only. Most young people will only have a good blast out once a week because that's all they can afford anyway.
Yeah, and they still do that if the pubs are open at 6 because that's all they can afford it. So why do people all of a sudden think that there's going to be thousands of teenagers running them up till 6 in the morning? They're on the same wages as they're just tailored.
Okay, but just finally, Terry, then what about the owners of these bars and nightclubs? And there is a mixed reaction in relation to this, right? They're now going to have like, your doormen, your DJs, your barmen. You're going to have a split shift. You're going to have double the amount of staff. And will you really benefit from it? Will you really get people going into a nightclub in Ireland, because we're not used to it culturally, at, 2 o'clock in the morning and staying till 6?
Only time will tell, but it's worth a shout. What's gone on before with people all toiling onto the street the one time and running amok, it did not work and it has to stop. You have to give people the choice. Businesses will have the choice as well. They can do the shift. You have to give this a go. If it doesn't work, well, let's see.
You know what, Terry? You sound like me 15 years ago, because that's the kind of stuff I was saying 15 years ago. Now I'm sitting on the fence. Terry, listen, thanks very much indeed for that. Loads of people, by the way, sending in their voice messages as well. Don't forget, you can send in a WhatsApp voicemail if you want, and we shall play them on the air, as they say. Got one or two of them here for you.
Niall, how are you? Can't come on in work. In relation to the nightclubs, Niall, it'll be a good thing because... you won't have people all coming out at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning and standing there waiting for taxis and punching the head off each other. Do you know what I mean? They'll be all coming out at staggered times and there won't be a rush, say, at like last orders 1:30 and people ordering 5-6 points. Like, they'll be able to, hopefully, like, not an Irish thing and drink more relaxed, like, instead of bleeding Irish people going out and getting skulled out of their brains before they even go into the nightclub. So I think it'll be good if people will be more responsible and less inclined to drink as much because they know they have all night to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Thanks, I love the show.
Yeah, I kind of get you.
I know I can't come on air at the moment, but I think it's a good thing. We are way behind Europe with regards our pubs and nightclubs. We're not all alcoholics. Most of us can control our drinking. And for tourists alone, we close too early.
Okay.
Now, regards to taxis hanging around till 6 in the morning, that's not going to happen. You might get some doing it, but it's not going to happen. It's too late. Way too late. Cheers, Niall.
Make the taxi driver says no.
Well, I think the new closing times are a good idea. But all I can say is I wouldn't like to work in A&E.
I get you. Sorry, that wasn't Mick. That was Neil, actually, wasn't it? Yeah. Neil thinks it's a bad idea. Because he doesn't believe, from that point of view, from the taxi point of view, because he doesn't believe taxi drivers will hang around at 6 o'clock in the morning waiting for fares. And unless it's a substantial amount of people, they won't, unless it's worth their while. So you're going to have people, like we did in the old days, wandering down Dorset Street in Drumcondra in Dublin, for example, or Patrick Street in Cork, whatever it is, looking for a taxi, and they're not going to be able to get one, hanging around Air Square in Galway. I want to know what you think. Is it a good idea to extend the drinking hours? And do you think people would lose the run of themselves? And by the way, if you were a bar owner or a club owner, I want to hear from you too. Do you think it's a good idea? Is it financially viable to pay your DJ an extra 100 quid or whatever it is to say till 6 a.m, to pay your doorman, I don't know how much actually you're going to cost pay to keep them there an extra 3 or 4 hours, your bar staff, will it be viable to do that? The number's 087-188-0008. Eddie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Eddie?
How's it going, Niall?
All right. Could be better. Could always be better, couldn't it? I suppose.
Well, it could be. I'm just back from holiday, so I could be still on holiday. That would be better.
Have you got the holiday? Have you got the holiday blues? Have you?
A little bit. First day back to reality.
That's it. So, Eddie, is this a good idea? You worked in the industry yourself.
I do. Well, I'm 50 years age. Look, I kind of finished it that part of it myself. But I still think it'd be a good idea. I lived in Spain for a while, and I seen the way it worked. I was even in Ibiza recently, and there's nightclubs over there up until 6 o'clock in the morning. I remember myself and wife sitting on the balcony of our hotel room looking out. They were straggling home. You know what I mean? They weren't all like in a big pile. There was a continuous.
Yeah, but do we really want Ireland to be like Ibiza? Now, I don't know.
I don't mean like Ibiza as in like they're all going mad and they weren't all going mad. A lot of them were grand. You're missing the point. I'm seeing it in mainland Spain as well, where I live.
Yeah.
We need to change our drinking culture. And I think a lot of lads are saying this. When we had it squashed into small at time, like Sunday morning, I don't see people going out of a Sunday morning sculling back 14 points anymore because the pub was not closed at 11:30.
Yeah, the holy hour?
Yeah, and people used to do that. And the same with NBB. Like, you remember the nightclubs in Ireland, the pubs would be, the bar would have to close from 11:30 to 12. Lads who went over buying 5 or 6 points. They might normally drink 5 or 6 points in that hour and a half, but they were doing it back then because it's just the way they are. So you think
it's a good idea and it will teach people to be more responsible?
Yeah, it will be a bit rougher to start maybe because we need to change. Any change is going to
take time, yeah.
Yeah, and I think giving people the time, you got to remember we have people on shift work now, which we didn't have a long time ago. We have supermarkets, shops, a load of stuff open till 12 or 1 o'clock at night. We have restaurants staff working later. We have people in the bar industry who will want to go out after work. It will change, and I think you'll see it in time. It will slowly change and people will just go out when it suits them.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, Eddie, if you can. I think it's a good idea, obviously. Jimmy, you think it's a bad idea?
It will never happen. It's only a distraction.
Oh, no, it will. No, it is going to happen, Jimmy. It is going to happen.
No. First of all, they can't get staff in nightclubs, and I know that. They can't get door staff.
That's true. It's hard.
It's going to cost much more money to heat these. Look at the football in England at the minute. It's going to put the matches on early. The heating is a big problem in nightclubs. The electricity. Getting these DJs, people, as he said himself, have other jobs. It wouldn't pay to be a DJ. You know that. So DJs and all these kind of people, they have families. It's going to be out till 6 o'clock in the morning playing music. 6:30. So what kind of a nightlife would that be? But it's not going to happen. The nightclub is over.
It is going to happen. I'm sorry, Jimmy, I've heard you on before. You're very blinkered when it comes to your way of thinking. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I'm saying it just as a factual way. You have a very one, and that's not saying you're not entitled to that. But there is other angles if you'd open up your eyes and look at it. It's worked across Europe and everything. Our drinking culture has not been working. That is evident. We have to change it to try and make it better.
Well, hang on. Jimmy, are you suggesting let's take it that they do open and they do extend the hours. And Leo Varadkar said they will be extending the laws. It's up to the nightclub owners, obviously, to implement that. But do you think it's going to facilitate alcoholism or something like that?
First of all, the money is not there. But that man there said, and what his name is, he said that...
Eddie
is trying to paint a picture that we don't have an alcohol problem in Ireland.
I don't think he said that.
No, I did not. Hang on. We have an alcohol epidemic. Don't put words in my mouth. I said we have an alcohol problem and we're not going to fix it as long as we keep on doing the exact same thing over and over again. That's the same thing over and over again and expecting the same outcome.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Jimmy. Go on.
If the nightclubs are allowed open until 5:30 in the morning, why can't the pubs open until 5:30 in the morning?
Well, the pubs will get extended hours now. They will be open until 12:30.
Yeah.
With a bar extension, I'm assuming they can open a lot later too. Yeah.
Why can't the off-licence open until 5:30 in the morning?
Well, the off-licence will be extending their hours now, particularly on Sundays where they were always quite restrictive. The hours of the off-licence will be extended as well.
No, the real problem is alcoholism. And you can't remove alcoholism from this conversation.
But you can try and make it better and give people a better, more responsible way of drinking instead of cramming them into a little funnel head. And that's what we've been doing.
Is that not a fair point? Sorry, I'm stuck for time, Eddie. But Jimmy, is that not a fair point that you see in the nightclubs that, you know, before the nightclub closes at 2:30 or 2:00 when the bar closes, everybody running up to the bar in the last 20 minutes and sculling 10 pints? You know, that'll stop.
That's an exaggeration. They're not sculling pints, and you know what they're sculling.
Well, I've worked in the nightclub industry for years.
You know what they're sculling out in the toilet, then. It's not Guinness or it's not alcohol.
Come here. Hang on. I'm on about the 80s when we were doing it of a Sunday morning. I'm on about the 80s when we were doing it of a Sunday night, but with the bar was closed for an hour and a half. We weren't full of ecstasy and cocaine. I know exactly what you're on about. So I worked in the industry. I know the industry, right? And what you're on about, I'm on about the 80s. So that's when we were sculling it all, and all that stuff. No. Sunday morning,
you had the same arguments for opening the pubs on Good Friday. You had the same arguments for opening the pubs on Good Friday. But I can tell you something for now. The last few
Hang on, Eddie. Let him speak. Sorry, go on. But the Good Friday. Come.
You had the same old silly arguments for Good Friday. I remember on a program, one of your comments that one of your contributors at the time said, Niall, and I'll never forget his words. He's the one of the Vintners. That the tourists are standing on the Halfpenny Bridge scratching their head on Good Friday night and want to know why the pubs in Ireland are closed. Well, I can tell you, you don't know much about the pub culture in Ireland if you think it's the way it was in the 80s. The pub culture, and many publicans will tell you, are finished outside of Dublin maybe. Maybe the centre of Dublin. But there might be the odd nightclub. But I can assure you, I know people in the industry and it is over.
No, I think the cultural difference that we were drinking just as much back then, what's changed now, and I think it's a whole different issue, and we'll talk about that another day, is why young people today are as violent and as disrespectful as they are.
I think Jimmy has raised a good point in relation to a lot of young people are not drinking Guinness or not drinking Heineken or not drinking whatever it happens to be. They're in the toilet snorting cocaine. I think that's a problem, by the way. But that's a whole other topic anyway.
That's a whole other issue that has changed. But listen, that's not everyone. But I mean, look, they are, like the chap said before,
alcohol.
The only
alcohol.
The money.
First it's fun, then it's problems. Fun and problems, and then it's all problems. And that is the reality of alcohol. Right. And from psychiatric institutions to suicide, to depression, to anxiety, to all these, to homelessness. There is nobody listening to you today that would agree with you, what you're saying. You're talking nonsense.
Lads, unfortunately, I have to go into a break. Sorry, Eddie. Sorry, Jimmy.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.